Hello there. Thank you once again for listening to Seek the Truth. We do trust that you would be blessed and helped as a result of doing this. I'd like to read a few words from the Bible to you today. They're the words of the Lord Jesus Christ recorded in John's Gospel, chapter 10. He says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." I wonder if you were asked the question about God or faith, why you would want God in your life. I know for some people they think it's the idea of it's a crutch, that people can't survive and, you know, they're not big enough, they're not strong enough, and they need something to hang on to. And that would be a kind of a modern misconception, maybe not so modern, probably been about for a long time. I believe the Bible teaches that God and Christianity and faith in Christ is not a crutch, but it is an essential part of our spiritual makeup. I believe that God created us, and that without him in our lives, we are incomplete. Our life is not what God intended it to be. And the words of the Lord Jesus Christ are really, really plain and clear for us here. He says about his coming into the world. Remember, he claimed to come from heaven. He came to earth. He was born of the Virgin, a miraculous conception. He did the supernatural to establish his identity as Son of God. He lived a pure and holy life so we would know that he was faultless and flawless, that he could deal with our guilt by his death. But he says this, "I am come that they might have life." It's God's desire that we have life, real life. The life that we don't have now. Well, you see, it can't be physical life because we have that. As a man in the Bible who came to Jesus, his name was Nicodemus. He was an intelligent man and a religious man, and he couldn't get his head around the concept there needed to be a new beginning, birth into a new family. You're born into this world, into a family in this world, but you don't belong to God. You don't know God. You don't enjoy a relationship with God. But when you repent and turn from your sin and accept God's verdict and accept his forgiveness, you are born again. You are born from above. You are born into the family of God. And you receive spiritual life. You receive life of a quality and level you can't have physically. Our life, we wouldn't want it to be like this forever. With all the trauma, tragedy, ups and downs, we wouldn't really want life to just to continue forever this way. So the Lord Jesus is talking about a different type of life. He's talking about quality of life today. I don't mean by that wealth and riches and prosperity. I mean peace and honesty, forgiveness, clear conscience, joy, despite the ups and downs and difficulties of life. He's talking about everlasting life in heaven when this world is over, to know that you will live forever, but not in a state of struggle and difficulty and tears, but a place where there's no death, no tears, no separation, nothing that is the result of sin. Heaven is a pure place, undefiled place. The Lord Jesus came that we might have life, and that we might have it abundantly. The idea there is it's superior in quality. It's superabundant in its quantity. It is everlasting life. He came to give us life that was different and unique and superior to anything we've ever experienced. And that's a tremendous thing when a person comes to know the life that God intended. The Lord Jesus, in another verse in the Bible, is recorded as saying this, "And this is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." In other words, coming into the living experience of knowing God is what eternal life is about. To know his presence, to know his power, to know his forgiveness. Now, the Lord Jesus came. What does that mean? Well, it must mean come to Bethlehem, but it must mean more than that. Physically coming into the world didn't give us life. But he came into the world so that by his life and then by his death upon the cross, by dying and taking the judgment of God for sin, we might have life. He came to face the cross. He came to face death so that he might bear the judgment and take the punishment for us. Potentially, if we trust him, we can know the reality of that in our lives. If we accept his gift of forgiveness, which he's purchased by his own blood being shed on the cross, we can be forgiven. Now the Lord Jesus says, I'm the way to all of this. I am the door. And anyone is welcome to come. There's a choice. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. So he guarantees salvation and forgiveness. The certainty, there's assurance of that fact. Now he says it will be involved in the ordinary activities of life. You will go in and go out and find pasture. He will give you satisfaction. He will feed your soul. He will bring you what you cannot get out of life. I wonder today whether you would choose Christ, choose life, choose peace with God through faith in his Son. We trust you really will. It would be a wonderful thing if you did. Now, as always, please feel free to browse around the podcasts and listen to some other ones on seekthetruth.org.uk. Link into our blog and read the latest one. It's about my time in Ireland last week over St. Patrick's Day. It would be good just to have a look at those things, and we trust that might be a real blessing to you. Thank you again for listening.